Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, there will be no Cream Crimson game, as we told you last week, but the wind-up to a very productive spring practice comes on Saturday. And one of the items on the offensive agenda, as being outlined by Tom Allen at the conclusion of last year, to be more multiple offensively running the football this year. In for a second stint as running backs coach, associate head coach, in from the Kansas City Chiefs, Dylan McCullough.
But the number one thing is just continuing just to bolster the confidence of the guys in the room, putting guys in the situation to be successful, showing Coach Sheridan, the offensive line coach Hiller and Coach Allen that the running back room can be counted on to take us to the next level. There's going to be multiplicity to what we do, but in our core runs and our core concepts that we do as far as running back is concerned, we're going to be very proficient.
Associate head coach, running backs coach Dylan McCullough. Not to put the cart in front of the horse, but two of Dylan's sons, Dea and also Desan, are both four-star recruits, and right now they're getting ready to play a little football for the Panthers of South next fall. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, a week ago we were talking about the first place Big Ten baseball Hoosiers, and now, well, they sit fourth starting the weekend with Ohio State, Michigan, and Nebraska, who's leading the league at 13-5, all in front of them, thanks to Ohio State, and thanks partially to Indiana. So now we deal with the mental, the emotional aspect, as Coach Jeff Mercer was telling us.
For us yesterday, I thought was the best practice that we've had all year. It was kind of a reckoning. I thought we practiced poorly the previous week. I didn't do a good enough job. And that's what failure, I don't want to lose, I hate losing. Failure does. It exposes those things. It exposes flaws. And they were on full exposure. But Ohio State did a good job. But Indiana was an active participant in kicking Indiana's butt. Like we were right there in the driver's seat, kicking our own butt too. So those things have to be addressed, and they were.
Hoosier baseball skipper Jeff Mercer, first of three with Illinois tomorrow night, 5:00 out at the BART. Little hardball later tonight. The Panthers and the Mustangs out at Ermal Clark, and Columbus North will be taking a view of Bloomington North's new field layout. 6:00, first pitch tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.